This is the halfway point of my walk today. It's been 3 hours since I started out, so an ideal spot for a rest. I'm finally in the Upper Berg.
So this is where people do eat the oranges?
Yes.
No orange peels today, though.
I've come to realise this isn't just a walk up one mountain. There are lots of intriguingly named peaks and mini features along the way.
Juliet, that area that you look over there, it's called Munweni.
Munweni,
yes.
Munweni.
Munweni, it means, it's Zulu, it means finger. So that's the Munweni area.
That's the finger range.
Yes, finger range.
These simple but literal names sum things up nicely. Ahead of me, I can make out the peaks of the Three Puddings, another apt name. Can't quite decide whether they're sponges or dumplings. Which language to use for these mountain names also seems to be the cause of some debate. Cathedral Peak is no different. In Zulu, it's Zikali's Horn, named after the son of a fierce chief who came here to escape an assassination plot. There are now calls to get rid of the English name and use the traditional title instead. As my walk climbs higher, a different issue begins to emerge. There might be blue skies, but there are also telltale signs of changing conditions. When Zee makes one of her regular weather checks, we begin to realise those signs are right, and higher up from us the weather is beginning to change.
Zee's just had the news that there are more storms on the way. We are 2.5 hours away from Cathedral Peak from this point. So we could get there, but we wouldn't make it back. We'd be caught in more thunder and lightning, which is not an option. So the agonising mountaineering decision is that we have to turn around and go back down again.